بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد الحمدللہ today is the 24th of March in the year 2024 and alhamdulillah we've already got to the 14th blessed day of the holy month of Ramadan and we moved on to the 11th session that we're going through the commentary of the blessed Surah Al-Nur and we've reached verse 23. So the translation, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Those who slander chaste, indiscreet, unbelieving women are cursed in this life and in the hereafter. For them is a grievous penalty. So here in a report, in Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir in their tafsirs, Abdul Rahman Ibn Zayd Ibn Aslam, he recited this verse. He then explained, this is in reference to Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha, and whoever does anything similar nowadays to Muslim women, then the same grave threat applies to him. However, Sayyida Aisha, radiallahu anha, is the one who is primarily referred to here. So here one of the Salaf said that this verse was in reference to our mother. So note again the continuance of defending our mother radiallahu anha. But then he says, however, it applies to any innocent Muslim woman that people speak ill about. And look at the threat. Allah Ta'ala is saying, you are cursed in this life and the next, and you will receive a serious penalty. Hafiz Zamakhshari, rahmatullah alayh, after reciting this verse, he commented in his tafsir Al-Kashaf, 3-323. Were you to closely study the entire Quran, searching for verses that discuss the punishment that is promised to sinners, you will not find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a sterner warning than he gave regarding the great lie that was fabricated about Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. So here Hafiz Zamakhshari, he said, the entire Quran, there is no greater threat of punishment than this verse. So this highlights again the station of our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. What could be a greater punishment than being cursed both in this life and the next, coupled with thereupon being punished with an immense torment? What could you add to that? If somebody says, what could you add to as a punishment? You can't. Cursed in this world, the next, and a severe punishment awaits. Subhanallah, such is its gravity that Sayyidina Hudayfa, radiallahu anhu, he relates that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to slander a pious woman is sufficient to ruin the good deeds of 100 years. To slander a pious woman is sufficient to ruin the good deeds of 100 years. This is recorded in Tabarani. So most do not even live 100 years. So if you've committed this crime and you've wasted your good deeds of 100 years, you've ruined your lifetime of deeds. And look how common this is now. People just speak ill of women without even knowing the reality. Astaghfirullah. Then what about Aisha? When you speak ill of Aisha, radiallahu anha, like people do now.
Sorry, what was the quote of that person?
It's the promised lesson. The sacred verse continues in Surah An-Nur, Surah 24, verse 24. On the day when their tongues, their hands, and their feet will bear witness against them as to their actions. So the hadith is in Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Hakim, Hafiz Zahabi in his Kabair. Our beloved messenger himself clarified, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man who laid his hand with lust on a woman who is not permissible to him will come on the day of judgment with his hand tied to his neck. If he kissed her, his lips would be clipped with the fire. And if he had intercourse with her, his thigh would speak against him on that day, saying, I did what was forbidden. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would then look at him with anger, and the flesh of his face would sag in shame. But he will not give up and asks, what have I done? His tongue will then witness against him, saying, I said what was forbidden. His hand will then speak and say, we reached for what was forbidden. Each of his eyes will then speak and say, I saw what was forbidden. Each of his feet will then speak and say, I went to a forbidden place. And finally, his private parts will say, I fulfilled it. A guardian angel, alayhi salatu wasalam, will then say, I heard it. And the other guardian angel, alayhi salatu wasalam, will say, I wrote it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then say, I knew it, but I concealed it. Then he subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O my angels, alayhi salatu wasalam, now take him and let him taste my punishment. Indeed, great is my anger against the man who had so little shame towards me. The verification of all this is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he recited, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلِيهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On the day when their tongues, their hands and their feet will bear witness against them as to their actions. Verse 24. So in this report in the Sunnahs, very graphically, the Prophet's explaining, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this holy verse. And he mentions the steps that lead to zina. He goes, if a person touches a woman with lust, he will come on the day of judgment with his hand tied to his neck. So this is a sign of humiliation. If he kissed her, meaning he went one step further, his lips would be clipped with the fire. And if he went and committed the deed, his thigh would speak against him, saying, I did what was forbidden. And then the report says he will be full of shame. But he will still deny it. He goes, what have I done, O my Lord? And then the hadith says, his tongue will testify against him, his hand will testify against him, his eyes will testify against him, his feet will testify against him, and finally his private parts also testify, I fulfilled it. And then the guardian angels say, we recorded it. And then the report says, he will be punished. And then the Prophet said, this is the meaning of this verse. On the day when their tongues, their hands and their feet will bear witness against them as to their actions. So now what's interesting, this is one of the verses which was revealed in defense of Aisha radiallahu anha. So note, even though this verse could mean other sins, it specifically is referring to the act of zina. So note, again, the honor given to our mother radiallahu anha. But there's another report which adds details which helps to clarify. In Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir in their tafsirs, Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu anha, he said, the believer will be called to account on the day of resurrection. And his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his deeds. Just between him and his Lord, no one else will be allowed to view. The servant will then admit and say about both his good and evil, O my Lord, yes, I did do this. Thereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him his sins and conceal them. And subhanallah, no creature on earth will thus see any of those sins. But his good deeds will be seen, and he will want all the people to see them. So stop in the report. So in the previous report from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is that man punished? Because he denies. He goes, what have I done? This report from Abu Musa, the man doesn't deny. He says, I have committed these crimes. Because of his admittance, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Not only forgives him, he conceals his sins. Then the report continues. Then the unbeliever and the hypocrite will be brought to account. And his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him his deeds. He will deny them. He will say, O Lord, by your glory, the angel alayhi salatu wasalam had written down things I simply did not do. The angel alayhi salatu wasalam will thereupon say to him, did you not do such and such on such and such a day, in such and such a place? He will say, no, by your glory, I did not do that. When he says this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal his mouth. I think that the first part of his body to speak will be his right thigh. Then Abu Musa recited radiyallahu anhu, Surah Yasin, Surah 36, verse 65. Al-yawma nakhdimu ala afwahihim وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. That day shall we set a seal on their mouths, but their hands will speak to us, and their feet will also bear witness to all that they did. Subhanallah. So here this is a clarification of the previous report. The hypocrites, the report from Abu Musa, and he says, and the unbeliever, they'll deny. And they are the ones who are going to get punished. And then when they deny, Allah Ta'ala makes them speak. And Abu Musa goes, I think the right thigh will speak first. And then he recited the verse in Surah Yasin in confirmation. In a similar report, directly from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, he will be permitted to speak once more, i.e. the unbeliever and the hypocrite. And he will say to his own body, away with you, I was only speaking in your defense. This is in Sahih Muslim, Nasa'i, Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Kathir, in their respective tafsirs. So after they get control of their tongue again, they will start condemning their own body. Imagine, is I was lying to save you, and he goes, you've destroyed me. So this is in reference to verse 24. So moving to verse 25 and 26, the translation. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay them back all their just dues, and they will realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very truth that makes all things manifest. Impure statements are for impure people, and impure people are for impure statements, and pure statements are for pure people, and pure people are for pure statements. Such are innocent of every foul statements what people say. For them is forgiveness and a provision most honorable. So who are being referred to here? Abdullah ibn Abbas, he recited verse 26. He explained, radiyallahu anhuma, this was revealed concerning Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha and the people of the slander. This is in Ibn Abi Hatim, Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir in their respective tafsirs. So when Allah Ta'ala says, foul statements are for foul people, and then he mentions pure statements are for pure people, he's mentioning the slander, Allah Ta'ala. So the foul statements were made by foul people, and the good statements were made by good people. Hafiz Ibn Jarir added, Rahmatullah Alayh, what the hypocrites attributed to Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha was more suited to them. And she radiyallahu anha was more suited to innocence and having nothing to do with them. This is in Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir in their respective tafsirs. So note Allah Ta'ala is highlighting the difference between the two camps. Imam Suyuti, he added, rahmatullah alayh, in Tafsir Jalalain, volume 2, page 1021 of the English translation, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha used to show her delight for being granted many attributes, amongst which is her being created as a pure woman and her being promised lahum maghfiratu wa rizqun kareem, forgiveness and a generous provision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted. So here the great Imam Suyuti rahmatullah alayh, he said that Aisha used to be very, very happy over this passage because Allah Ta'ala called her a pure woman and he promised her forgiveness and an honorable provision. So how do we know that? Because in a direct report, Sayyida Aisha herself said, radiyallahu anha, I have been bestowed with certain qualities from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, no woman apart from Maryam radiyallahu anha has been bestowed with these qualities. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am not saying this out of pride. I am merely enumerating the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are. And the relevant part, she said, several verses of the Quran were revealed proving my innocence. I was created pure and unadulterated, and I am living with a pure and unadulterated person, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised me my forgiveness and sustenance. Subhanallah. This is in Abu Ya'la, Bazar al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawa'id, volume 9, page 241, stated, one of the narrators is Mujalid, who is a good narrator. The rest of the hadith are from Sahih Bukhari. Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Idris Qandahlavi Rahmatullahi in Seerat al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, volume 3, page 296 to 7 of the English translation. So our mother herself explained, he goes, I've been given certain things that nobody on the face of the earth had been given except Maryam. And she goes, I'm not saying this out of pride. What did she mean by that? What she meant was you need to thank Allah Ta'ala for the blessings. So part of the thanks is to share it, because this is why I'm sharing this with you. And one of the things she mentioned was, many verses of the Quran were revealed proving my innocence. Then what did she say? I was created pure, referring to verse 26. Unadulterated, and I am living with an unadulterated person. Allah Ta'ala promised me forgiveness and sustenance. Verse 26. So no, she was very happy and proud over that, radiallahu anha. So to conclude with the infamous slander incident. So look how many verses, 15 verses were revealed. Note, our beloved mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is described by no other than Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 23. Muhsanatil ghafilatil mu'minat, chaste, indiscreet, believing. So three qualities Allah Ta'ala mentions of our mother. She's pure, muhsanat. She's ghafilat, meaning she's unaware, she's a simple woman from the people's evil speech. And she's a mu'minat, she's a believing woman. In verse 26, Allah Ta'ala describes her, tayyibat, she is pure, she is good. And in the same verse, maghfiratu wa rizqun kareem, forgiveness and a gracious sustenance. So think about that. Just from the Quran, not from the Hadith. She is pure, indiscreet, believing, pure, good, promised forgiveness and a gracious sustenance. Subhanallah, despite such clear pronouncements, they are misguided wretches who believe otherwise. Think about that. Allah Ta'ala has put all of this in honor of our mother and they reject it. That's why they call the rejecters. But people say, why are the Rawafid called the Rawafid, the rejecters? Because they reject. Why are they rejecting? Revelation. Astaghfirullah. Let these sad souls reflect seriously upon the following words of Shaykh al-Ahadith, Mawlana Muhammad Idris Sahib Qandahlavi, Rahmatullah Alayh, in his Seerat al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, volume 2, page 333 to 334 of the English translation, in which he said, just as the Jews are cursed and damned for their slanderous allegations against Maryam radiallahu anha, similarly the Rawafid are cursed and damned for their allegations against Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. So stop in the quote. So what is one of the clear unbelief of the Jews is they deny Christ and they deny Maryam, and in fact they say she was an adulteress. Allah Ta'ala says, this is a huge statement they make. Then the Shaykh goes, similarly, look at how interesting, like father, like son, the Rawafid are cursed. Why? Because they made allegations against Aisha. That's the first thing he mentions. Then the Shaykh said, the slanderers of Sayyida Maryam Siddiqa radiallahu anha were the Jews of the Ummah of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the slanderers of our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha are the Jews of the Ummah of Muhammad. So he's telling you, he goes, look, you can see the blueprint. He goes, the Jews of the time of Christ, they slandered Maryam and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who are the counterparts now. Then the Shaykh said, and the reference he gives is Al-Lajiqai, a Rafidi made disparaging remarks against Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha in front of an Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. So imagine, there's a Rafidi, he's supposed to be following these, you know, noble descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in front of his face, he slanders Aisha radiallahu anha. The Imam immediately directed his servant, cut this person's head off. And he said, this person is guilty of disparaging Rasulullah. Why? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he recited verse 26, Al-khabithatu lil-khabithina wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat, wa-t-tayyibatu lil-tayyibina wa-t-tayyibuna lil-tayyibat, أولئك مبرعون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. Foul women of a foul men, and foul men of a foul women, pure women of a pure men, and pure men of a pure women. These people are innocent of what they say. For them is forgiveness and a gracious sustenance. Then the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt, he said, if this man declares Sayyida Aisha to be an evil woman, radiyallahu, he indirectly declares Rasulullah to be an evil man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, this man is an unbeliever who deserves to be executed. The narrators say, I was present when the man was beheaded. So now, that's the crux. If you say Aisha is evil, he's not pure, Allah Ta'ala has put Rasulullah in the same verse. And what does he say? Evil women are for evil men. So if she's evil, what have you accused Rasulullah of? Then he says, subhanAllah, pure women are for pure men. That's what we say. Then Allah Ta'ala is saying that I promised them forgiveness and a gracious. He goes, he's accused Rasulullah of being impure. And where's the irony in this? They profess to follow the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt and they disown them. But alas, it is only the wise who will take heed. So note Surah Nur, 15 glorious verses were revealed with regards to our beloved mother, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu anha. And these verses which I've mentioned are the concluding part with regards to the matter. So I'll recite the verses and we will conclude. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات لعنوا في الدنيا والآخرة ولهم عذاب عظيم يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes the Quran the review of our hearts. And I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He forgives me for any errors which I may have inadvertently uttered. Subhana bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. Wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.